Lonnie Dupre is back in Alaska for a second attempt at climbing Denali solo in the month of January. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, a Russian team got climbers to the summit of Denali in January 1998, but no solo expedition has ever succeeded in scaling the peak in the coldest, darkest part of winter.
Lonnie Dupre endured a week-long stay in a tiny snow cave he carved out at the mountain's 17,000-foot level last January. The 50-year-old Minnesota adventurer with over two decades of Arctic experience was thwarted by high winds in his first try at the unprecedented feat. Dupre was forced to retreat, but says after returning home, decided to give it another shot.
You get home for a few days and you forget about the hardship. I can get my head around it because it's a fairly short expedition. It's under a month long, and whereas most of my other projects have been, I think the shortest is 2 months long and some up to 8 months long to stretch. So I can get my head around Denali, and you can also kind of see what you're up against. You can see pretty much your entire route.
Dupre says the weather will ultimately determine whether he makes it to the top of North America's highest peak, but that he's made some changes to his gear to decrease the load he starts out with from 150 pounds to 110.
I'm taking a little less food. I've refined my diet a little bit, and a lot of my I'm going with about a pound and a third of food, of dehydrated food a day. I'm going with a little bit lighter equipment, sled, climbing equipment. Everything's just a smidgen lighter.
Dupre says he'll haul enough supplies to spend 34 days on the mountain. One of the biggest risks of solo climbing is falling into a crevasse. Without a partner to pull you out, it can be a one-way trip. But Dupre says his travel setup minimizes risk. It includes an aluminum ladder to span crevasses and special skis.
I have some custom-made birch skis out of my hometown of Grand Marais. Fairly wide, 7-foot-long skis to give me flotation and to span crevices as I'm working my way up the Kahiltna. And then I'll leave my skis at 11,200 feet, where I'll then just go on with crampons up to 14 with my ladder still. And then from 14, just carry on with a backpack.
Dupre plans to veer from the standard West Buttress route on the last portion of the climb, opting for a more direct but technical pitch that leads to Zebra Rocks at about 19,000 feet, and then carry on another 1,000 feet to the summit from there. Dupre is scheduled to fly onto the Kahiltna Glacier to start the climb December 21st. Dupre will carry satellite and cell phones to provide regular updates for his website. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.